You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
The time after creation, what happened? When Hashem wanted to create a tree? No, when Hashem, in the beginning after creation. Right. What day was it? You know what day Hashem created the tree? I'm sorry? Chazak Baruch. Beautiful. Yom Shelishi. So Hashem asked the earth to provide what?
Good.
What type of tree?
Tree that could eat the body, like the fruit itself.
The trunk has the same taste stuff?
The fruit.
And then what happened?
The tree changes mind.
The tree or the earth?
Earth.
The earth, you know, disobeyed.
Yeah.
So was Hashem pleased or not pleased?
Not pleased.
Not? Yeah. How many times he says in Tuesday, Kitov?
Twice.
So that means Hashem was not pleased? If Hashem repeats Kitov twice, that means Hashem was not pleased?
Pleased?
I heard it was not pleased. Did you hear? If Hashem is not pleased, so how come he says Kitov?
Because the outcome ultimately will be good.
Was earth punished in the end or not? Yeah? So that means he did a good thing or not a good thing?
He didn't do a good thing.
You're making me confused. If he didn't do a right thing and disobeyed Hashem, so why Hashem punishes him? And not only that, at the day that he disobeyed, he says Kitov twice. This is great, fantastic. What is that supposed to mean?
Hashem loves food, trees, and the flower.
Hashem loves?
Yeah.
Hashem is a vegetarian, you mean?
No, the time of the Matan Torah, everything, all the flower grow up under
No, but so it's contradiction, because if the earth did not listen to Hashem, so why Hashem is clapping for him? Kitov, Kitov, Chazak Baruch, and then later on he punishes him. To not embarrass. So in the end, it was punished.
You get punished, but you don't get embarrassed.
To be
worse than getting punished. How can you get punished and not embarrassed? Later on, punish you.
No, that's not embarrassed.
So, what's the reason, Hala?
Are you in a rush to eat the fruit?
No, I'm in a rush to find out the answer.
Awesome. How about? What day he was punished? The earth?
What day? The time of the...
What day?
Noah. When the...
No, the earth. When was he punished?
When he ate from the fruit, Adam and Rishon, at that time.
When Adam and Rishon ate from the fruit.
Yes.
So if Hashem would not create Adam, the earth would not never be punished. So it's all Adam's fault.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? If Hashem would not... So now, let's see. When Adam was created, what was the status of the trees? What were the trees?
No status.
No, where were they?
Gan
Eden. Yeah? And on Tuesday, when Hashem created the trees, so... Hashem noticed that the trunk, it doesn't taste the same as fruit. Yeah? Yeah. So, and Yom HaShishi after creation, so Ribono Shel Olam waited for Adam HaRishon actually. So now, what did he do when he was created? What was the first thing that he did? Adam HaRishon, the first day that
he made fire.
No, that was after Shabbat. It was after Shabbat. It was the Havdalah after Shabbat.
Yeah.
through the animals to bind the...
Name the animal or... No, before that, he did something. What did he do? Rashi HaKadosh explains that he prayed for rain. Yeah, why did he pray for rain?
Yeah, because it need to grow.
Grow, but were they?
Because the vegetation, they didn't come out of the land yet.
Ah, so they were stuck on the surface of the earth. Ah, oh. So now it's making a little sense now. So on Tuesday, they didn't come out. So that means it was not recognizable or even the status of the tree was different when they came out, because under the ground, the trunk had the same taste as the fruit. So then Hashem says, Chazak Baruch. But when they came out, what happened?
There were woods.
So the status of the tree changed. So now, on Tuesday, so that means the earth is still innocent. Didn't do anything wrong. So now, and Yom HaShishi, even Adam HaRishon prayed for the rain, and then they start growing. They say, ay, 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 ay. So now, here, Ribono Shel Olam punishes the earth. Why is he punishing him? The still is a contribution. If he said Kitov, and then later on he punishes him.
Because you don't get punished until the action happens.
I know, but if Hashem knows, obviously knows that Elo's going to do, he punish him right then. Why punish him later on? He punishes him in a package deal. Who are they in a package deal? Adam, Chava, Nachash, and the earth. But why? Why he waits that the package punishment will be all at the same time? Would it make a difference? Let's say...
Would it
make a difference if the earth would give the tree the way that Hashem wanted it?
And they wouldn't make it a scene.
Why?
Because he
ate from it anyway. Why? What's the difference?
He wouldn't eat.
No?
Because the ground was contaminated, he made the fall.
What is it contaminated? What did he do?
When he didn't listen to Hashem.
What has anything to do with Adam?
Hashem created Adam from the earth.
Chazak Baruch, Chazak Baruch. So that means, what does that mean? Understand. But the format after Adam, the essence of Adam, where was it taken from?
Earth.
From the earth. So now, the earth before, disobey Hashem was a different earth than after he disobeyed Hashem?
Yes.
So that means when the earth disobeyed Hashem and didn't follow the direction what Hashem was expecting from him, so that means it was not a 100% pure earth anymore. So now when Hashem created the Adam, so that means
Adam was not 100% pure.
Hazak Baruch, because they stands to the earth. Wasn't it disobeying status? So that means when Adam was punished, who was to be blamed?
There.
So now here. Says here Adam ate hasadeh. What does that mean? If we are supposed to follow the tree, or we are the tree. So now here we see that the earth makes a difference where it's planted. No?
So the earth makes a difference
in
the tree?
No, the tree makes a difference where you plant it at.
For sure.
Huh?
For sure. Yes, of course.
What type of earth you plant
it? Yeah, we see that what the story of the creation is all about. So that means the whole disaster came about that Adam, the essence, was not in a solid base. So that means if we are supposed to be the tree that to give fruits, and the trunk also has to have to say that it tastes of fruit. So that doesn't mean that any tree is a tree. The right tree is, you have to make sure to plant it in a right atmosphere. No, then, yeah.
Not here, don't spoil something on the earth. God said, don't be surveyed, because the earth is going to come from you.
Yeah, but you have a point, but is...
Right atmosphere, right environment, same thing.
You have a point, but it's not a point. Because if you take the freedom of choice from the creation that Hashem has created, so then... What is it to do here? You're a robot.
Hashem had to create Adam from earth.
Yeah, but here, the whole story here, it teaches on us that even the work of hand of Hashem, we're talking about the first product of the Creator. So, what do you expect? What could go wrong? Flawless. But here, no, even Hashem could create something if the base is not solid, it's going to go wrong. You know what that is? Even the work of Hashem. How can it be? That's the fact of matter. It's a metziut. It's a harirat mahz. So that means even Moshe Olam creates his work of hand, as Gemara Chagiga brings, Maharsha speaks in the length about this matter, how Hashem created, like the door after, the first door after, that's why the ladies, they have the mitzvah of making a challah, because it was the first challah that Hashem made. But the base was defected. So now here, the message tonight is exactly what it is. Ki ha'adam et ha'sadeh. What does that mean? Yeah. No.
But with the emunah, you could purify yourself. Okay,
yeah. Emunah has nothing to do with it. Yes. So, but the point of matter here is that the environment, even though, you know, I mentioned, you know, people today, it's amazing thing, you know, it's a shocking thing. Everybody has this mask on his face. And everywhere they see it, you know, they have these special wipes and they clean it up. Why? Why? What, why?
Because the virus is transferred that way.
And they worry.
Yes.
They're panicking.
Very much. Yeah. Very much.
But the problem matter here is not, Hasu Shalom, not for anyone, God forbid, it's not the virus that you feel that Hasu Shalom, you know, because the health problem. The main virus here is that Hasu Shalom, you place yourself in an environment that is called Kedusha virus.
Kedusha virus?
Yeah. I mean, that means the virus that wipes out the Kedusha. You need that mask. The Hasu Shalom would not. That's what exactly happened to Adam HaRishon. That you have a force that goes against you, and the competition is Ribono Shel Olam. And who did he listen to? The other one. And that's how it is. Why? Because the base was not solid. And that's what exactly the whole point here is. That Chas V'Shalom, you know, we would not place ourselves that, you know, will be very, very risky type of circumstances. Either as far as what needs to keep us holy, happy, ma'amin. And there are circumstances that, you know, it shakes you, it worries you, makes you unhappy, you don't want to go on. And that's what exactly the workshop here it is. You have to make sure for us, for the children, the people around us, for Kol Am Yisrael, Hashem Baruch Hu Yizakeh Otam, the base that is solid and the kadosh, b'zad Hashem. And he's given b'zad Hashem, v'harve yeshuot, nachat, semachot, the kol ha'mim.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.